Welcome to Evening Prayer, Wednesday the 16th of December. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Reveal among us the light of your presence,
that we may behold your power and glory.
Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of light and darkness. To you be glory and praise forever. As evening falls, you renew your promise to reveal among us the light of your presence. May your word be a lantern to our feet and a light upon our path, that we may behold your coming among us. Strengthen us in our stumbling weakness and free our tongues to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever.
Amen.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame, but let the treacherous be shamed and frustrated.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you have I hoped all the day long.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions, but think on me in your goodness, O Lord, according to your steadfast love.
Gracious and upright is the Lord. Therefore shall he teach sinners in the way.
He will guide the humble in doing right and teach his way to the lowly.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love.
For your name's sake, O Lord, be merciful to my sin, for it is great.
Who are those who fear the Lord? Them will he teach in the way that they should choose.
Their soul shall dwell at ease, and their offspring shall inherit the land.
The hidden purpose of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
My eyes are ever looking to the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am alone and brought very low.
The sorrows of my heart have increased. O bring me out of my distress.
Look upon my adversity and misery, and forgive me all my sin.
Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they bear a violent hatred against me.
O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have put my trust in you.
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for my hope has been in you.
Deliver Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love. Free us, God of mercy, from all that keeps us from you. Relieve the misery of the anxious and the ashamed, and fill us with the hope of peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope.
My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope.
There is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared.
In your word is my hope.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope.
Let us pray. A prayer written by Jim Cotter, Into the Silence. Be with us, O God, as we struggle for a more just world. Yet remind us that our actions so often tighten the mesh that binds the oppressed. Keep us from pride in our own strength, and keep us from despair when evil seems entrenched. Renew our trust in your good purpose for us all. Give us the gift of discernment that we may know when to strive in the power of your Spirit, when to be still and when to wait for your deliverance. Come in your good time, but come soon. Amen.
A prayer attributed to St. Augustine of Hippo, 354 to 450 AD. Lord Jesus, let me know myself and know you, and desire nothing but you. Let me forget myself and love you. Let me do everything for the sake of you. Let me humble myself and exalt you. Let me think nothing except you. Let me die to myself and live in you. Let me accept whatever happens as from you. Let me banish self and follow you, and always desire to follow you. Let me fly from myself and take refuge in you, that I may deserve to be defended by you. Let me fear for myself, let me fear you, and let me be among those who are chosen by you. Let me distrust myself and put my trust in you. Let me be willing to obey for the sake of you. Let me cling to nothing save only to you, and let me be poor because of you. Look upon me that I may love you. Call me that I may see you, and forever have joy in you. Amen.
Awaiting his coming in glory, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.